Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly? And I'm passionate about teaching people how to communicate, heal the wounds from the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools you need to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, then stick around, because I think you're going to like it here. Welcome back to another episode. So this week we are talking about things that break intimacy, break connection, break trust in a relationship. Basically, the things that prevent the good stuff in our romantic and our platonic relationships from developing, the things I am unlearning at the moment, and the things that I think I have made an active decision to not be that way because people in my past have been that way. And I looked at it and saw their behavior and went, yeah, I choose different. And I actually think everyone in life kind of serves as that example. You look at the people in your life and you go, yeah, that's a really nice way to be and I want to be more like that. Or you can look at the people in your life and go, that felt awful when you did that. I never want to be that person. And as much as the latter sounds quite negative, I actually think it's just really great that you can learn from different people in all kinds of different ways. But also, I think I'm in an interesting phase in life at the moment. I just got a boyfriend about a week ago. It's the first time I've had a boyfriend in 7 years, so quite the adjustment. I also went away on a girls' trip for the first time in a decade, and I don't like group dynamics normally, and so hanging out in a group has been different as well. So I've had a lot of new dynamics in my life. I've had different levels of friendship, and all of this is, I think, why I'm starting to think about intimacy and connection and all the important things that we frankly did not have in the pandemic, or the ones that were locked down alone didn't have, like me. I struggled without that intimacy, without that connection, and I just think it's so human to need all of it. And I'm so glad they're coming back as lockdowns are lifting across the world and we are coming out of the pandemic, although we are definitely still in the pandemic. It's just trying to find our feet again and establish this new normal. And even that is a phrase I hope to never hear again. I literally was saying to a friend last night how I would really like to live in some precedented times, and I'm kind of done with the unprecedented. And that's not even just talking about the pandemic, that's just my life right now. And I think that's where a lot of these life lessons are coming from, is that because when you go through a lot of change, when you go through a lot of chaos and disruption, you do learn new things. So I'm definitely in a growth patch right now. And the first thing I am unlearning, or I unlearned a long time ago and actually didn't realize it was such an active decision, is to not make a big deal out of something that's already happened. If you've spilt red wine on the carpet, there is no point you lecturing someone about the spilt red wine, because you can't undo it, you can't go into the past. And what essentially happens in a lot of situations like this is a person is already feeling guilty, they are already feeling shame, and you are piling on that shame. Obviously, I'm not a parent, but I actually remember a parenting tip that I read somewhere, I have no clue where, that if a kid already feels bad about something, you don't need to punish them because they're already punishing themselves. And I take that into life in general. I don't think it just applies to kids. Because if someone is already feeling guilty about what they've done to you, you actually don't need to keep explaining why they made you feel bad. They already know they made you feel bad and they're also feeling the guilt for it. But the moment that brought it to my consciousness was a moment the other day where I had basically spilt tea everywhere, and I'm very clumsy and this kind of stuff happens all the time in my apartment. Honestly, my apartment is covered in stains because I'm a clumsy human and I've just given up caring. And by a certain point, I've lived in this flat for 7 years, there are just so many stains, and yes, I should clean them straight away. I'm just not that kind of person. And I really am not a superficial person, so I don't really care about material belonging. And as much as that makes me sound really spoilt and privileged, it's actually not that. It's just really believing material possessions are so unimportant. And that genuinely, a sofa with a stain doesn't make it any less meaningful to me or any less useful. I sit on the sofa the same, all of these things. It's just not what I find important. And essentially what happened was I spilt a cup of tea everywhere. I spilt it on someone's shirt and I also spilt it on the sofa. So I took that person's shirt and was cleaning it up, putting Vanish on it. And then when I came back to the sofa, I saw the tea stain and I was like, oh no, I should probably clean that up. Or I can just like, I'll do it tomorrow. And when I went to the toilet and I came back, there was a bigger wet stain. And so obviously I was like, well, what just happened here? And that person, trying to be helpful, had grabbed the Vanish, which is only meant to be used on clothes, and put it on the sofa. And I know from experience that that means that's going to create a bigger stain, because you shouldn't be putting Vanish that's meant for clothes on the sofa. And I specifically have a stain remover for the sofa. And I just chose in that moment not to say anything. The Vanish is already on the sofa. It's already going to create a stain. There's nothing I can actually do in this moment. And all that's going to happen if I say something is that person is going to feel bad for attempting to help. Because I had said, leave it, I'll do it tomorrow. And it was their attempt at trying to be helpful. So why make someone feel bad for doing essentially a really nice, thoughtful, caring thing? And so I chose not to say anything. And I think the reason why things like that are really important to me is because there were moments in my childhood where I was already a very conscientious child. I was a child who already felt bad no matter what happened, whether it was because I insulted someone or because I spilt something. And any time I was punished for it or any time I was made to feel bad about it, I just felt worse about myself. So that is actually a big thing that I am trying to take away now, is that if it's already happened, if you can't change it, then leave it. Acknowledge someone's intention and you don't actually need to say it. So I actually didn't say anything about it. I thanked them and was like, that's really helpful. Mainly because that situation probably won't happen again. If that was a person or a situation where they're frequently in my apartment and let's say there's a risk of them using the same Vanish again, I might tell them. But other than that, there was no need for it. And what actually would have happened was they would have felt bad for doing something good and it would have broken intimacy. The second...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
second thing is also about things you can't change, but it's the kind of people who moan about something, a situation that we are all in, as if it's only affecting them. And this was an example that came out of the fact that I was stuck in a 6-hour traffic jam yesterday with a friend, and the journey was only meant to be 2 hours and it ended up being 6, and it was awful and it was boring. And we could have sat there for the whole 6 hours complaining and moaning and talking about how boring it was, but instead we just kind of chatted and sometimes existed in silence. But so often as humans, we make ourselves suffer more than we need to. There is actually nothing you can do in that situation. And as much as you think this is the end of the world, the person behind you is just as annoyed. And especially when you're stuck in a traffic jam on the motorway, 99% of the reason why that is happening is because someone else has got into a car accident. So would you rather be the person in the traffic jam, or would you rather be the person in the car accident? And I kind of see it that way, that like, you think you're having a bad day because you're stuck in a 6-hour traffic jam, well, thank God you're not the one in the accident. Like, and I don't think that always works with things, because I don't believe in comparing pain, and I also don't believe in belittling someone because someone has it worse. But in this context, there's a differentiation between thinking you're the only person. We all know a person who is like this. When you get stuck in traffic, they will just make it miserable for everyone. You're all stuck in the car together. You can make it fun. And yes, you can't make it as fun as if you were outside of the car and being able to do whatever you want, but you don't need to make it miserable. And I was just so grateful being stuck in 6 hours of traffic that I wasn't stuck with a person who was going to make it worse than it needed to be. And I think this is something I'm unlearning, because there were people in my past who would just make it so much worse than it needed to be, and who also would think they're the only person in this situation, not realizing that by them moaning so much, they are impacting all the other people who are in the same situation. And it's not like we were saints. There were moments where we were complaining, but like, we were having fun complaining, not miserable complaining. And if you've ever been stuck in a traffic jam with someone who just will not get off the topic, won't talk about anything else, will try to find a solution to a problem that they can't change, and then moan about the fact that they can't change it, it is mind-numbingly boring and also so frustrating. Because the reality is, if we weren't stuck in that car, we'd have things to talk about. So why, when we're suddenly stuck in that car, do we have nothing to talk about other than the traffic? That's a mentality thing. Also, there was another like pivotal mindset shift when we got out of the traffic, and it had been 6 hours, and not joking, we drove past the longest traffic jam I have ever seen on the other side of the road. That must have been at least, I don't know, 10 hours. It was probably triple the length of what we had just sat through. And so it's always that perspective shift that you can have, but also the mindset of making the most of it and trying to make something fun that isn't fun. So we were playing stupid car games where the last letter of a country we stay the next country, and games that we would have never played unless we were stuck in a car, but it wasn't the worst thing that we've ever gone through. And so instead of breaking intimacy, what it did was it gave us a memory that I wouldn't say it was a good memory, but it's a funny memory we can look back on, and we can say in years to come, do you remember that 6-hour journey where we started playing really ridiculous games and we had funny moments in, and we couldn't stop laughing because we went past Turkey Cock Lane? Yes, that's an actual street name in England. And we were so delirious by that point that we found it the most hilarious thing in the world. All because we were determined to not be miserable about something we couldn't change. The third thing that breaks intimacy that I'm unlearning, because I have seen it on other people and I didn't like it, is to not discourage people from doing things that you want more of. So it's the example of moaning that no one empties the dishwasher, and then when you actually empty the dishwasher, you tell them they're doing it wrong. And this always happens in intimate relationships. You say you want more of something, but you only want it in the way you exactly want it. If you want more of it, then you cannot critique how someone does it. And it's this nitpicking thing that is such a pet peeve of mine, because you say you want the help, but then you want to control how it's done so much that the person who wanted to help out of good intentions now feels like whatever they do is not good enough, so why bother trying? So that's what happens when you continue to critique someone, or you tell them what they're doing is not good enough. And so it could be someone emptying the dishwasher more, doing the laundry more, but it could also be intimate things. It can also be connection. Hey, I would love it if you can actually ask me how my day is. Hey, I would love it if you could give me hugs more. You know what I love? Forehead kisses. I would love forehead kisses. And then they go for a forehead kiss and you go, oh, not right now. That breaks intimacy. When you ask for something and then someone listens and gives that to you, take a moment and notice it and actually say, I really appreciated that. Thank you so much. For example, I asked recently of a person who's really bad with timing and scheduling to get better at doing it. And so the next time when we were meeting up and they told me their train time, I said, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. The next time they future planned with me and booked in our time together 2 weeks in advance, I said, thank you so much. I know you don't like planning into the future, so I really appreciate that. And that's going to make my life so much easier. Take a moment to acknowledge it. Take a moment to thank them for it. Because then what is the motivation to do it again? And now I'm going to hear people going, well, they should want to do it. They shouldn't be doing it for the thanks. You know what? I might be really biased, especially because my highest value is appreciation. And so I really don't like it when I've done something intentionally, trying to be caring, trying to be thoughtful, and someone doesn't say thank you. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I've still done it from a good place. It doesn't take away from the fact that I am caring about you and I am thinking of you and I'm trying to be thoughtful. And the need for thanks isn't actually a need. It's just a way to respect what you've done. It's a way to appreciate the person. To me, it's just gratitude. So yes, you can go down the rabbit hole of, yeah, but they should want to do it and nothing's going to change and you're going to break intimacy and you're going to break connection. Or you can just thank them. It's no skin off your nose to thank someone for the changes that you see in them. And if you actually thank them and notice when they make those changes, they'll want to make more changes. Because there's nothing worse when you've done something, you've gone out of your way and the other person doesn't even notice. And you thought it was such a big deal to them that you did this thing. So you did something that was so unnatural to you, something that you wouldn't have normally done, but you did it for them. And they haven't even taken a moment to just show their appreciation. So again, it's about that connection building. It's that intimacy building. And if you have so much pride that you can't say thank you, you can't acknowledge someone's change, you can keep that ego, but then you're keeping that ego at the sacrifice of that connection, of that intimacy. And essentially it is ego and pride to not thank someone for the change that they're making, to not show your love and appreciation when someone is working so hard to build the relationship in a way that benefits both of you, and all you have to say is thank you. So in summary, the three things that break intimacy is making a big deal out of something when it's already happening. Number two, moaning about something that you can't change. And number three, discouraging something that you want more of. All these three things are not necessary. If you do any of these behaviors, this is your opportunity to change. This is why we bring it to your consciousness. You can only change when you know you do these things. And they are quite easy to change. All you have to do is catch yourself in the moment that you're doing them and choose something different. Say anything different. And we can all live a more connected and intimate life. But in all seriousness, intimacy and connection are really hard things to come by. And so if you've got that in your life, it is a good point to notice when you could build that, when you can strengthen it, and when you can appreciate it just a little bit more, because not everyone has that. And I think that's something I very much learned within the pandemic. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you are listening to this and share it on social media. Tag me in so I can share it too. Come find me at Scarred Not Scared on Twitter, Instagram or TikTok. We do fun things on there like Q&A Mondays, and on Friday we celebrate your boundary wins. So there's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal and are just like you, and we are waiting to welcome you whenever you are ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I'll speak to you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.